Good evening. It is Tuesday, January 24, 2023, and I call the Wrangell Assembly to order. The Pledge of Allegiance will be led by Assemblymember Robbins. Please stand.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Ceremonial matters, there are none for tonight, so we'll have roll call, please.
Yes, Assemblymember Morrison.
Here.
Ryan Howe. Dalrymple.
Here.
Dan
Powell.
Here. DeBoard.
Here.
Robbins.
Here.
And Mayor Gilbert.
Here. And persons to be heard. All right. Anyone in the audience would like to appear under persons to be heard?
I think so.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
So all that, Kevin, you want to represent us on that, or is that at some point in time?
Right now is the proper time.
Oh, okay.
And that's Mr. Jones, Kevin Jones?
Kevin Jones, that's
yes. Go ahead and use the microphone, please.
Thank you. Good evening. My name is Kevin Jones. I'm from Southern California, California, and Orange County, California, and I'm here in behalf of our economic plans and developments for the old hospital. And I came to Wrangell on an invitation, and I fell in love with this place. Just absolutely fell in love with it. So I did some further research and looked into opportunities and looked at what was going on with the population and businesses and the decline. And after reading some studies and so forth, the island has huge opportunity. And I kind of strategized with several members in May of last year. And we came up with some strategies that we really feel make sense for not only the continued generational growth in Alaska, but to help build jobs and create, to fill positions that are in need. I know a lot of businesses need employees, and there's just no affordable housing. There was no affordable childcare. And those things will restrict, and what I've found, have restricted growth because there's no one who wants to come because there's just nowhere to affordably live and to flourish. And coming from where I live and just knowing Seattle and other states, New York, there are people who just want to live this clean life. I got off the plane, and I was like, this is what air smells like. And I was just amazed, and I want to be here. So I want to be a resident in the city of Wrangell, and I'd like to help it flourish for generations after I'm gone. And I think that strategies that we have developed will help that happen, and it will help businesses that are currently here grow, and it will attract more people to want to be here, whether they're retired, whether they're vacationing, but it'll bring more revenue to the state. It can bring other businesses, auto repair, tire, maintenance, just educational, residential. There's so many opportunities, and I wanted to share with you that I really believe that we've got some strategies that make sense and will really make a difference to the resident, future residents, and the generational residents that have been here. So I thank you for your time. And
Thank you. We look forward to hearing from you again.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Any other public testimony? All right. Hearing none. Amendments to the agenda. Any assembly member? Yes, assembly member Dalrymple.
Yes, I'd like to move resolution 01-23-1739 from the consent agenda to unfinished business.
All right, is there any objection from the assembly? All right, seeing none, unfinished business. So we'll have that follow A. Is that all right? All right. Any other amendments to the agenda? All right. Hearing none. Conflict of interest. Does Assembly Member have a conflict of interest on any item on the agenda? All right. Hearing none. Consent agenda as restructured.
Move to approve the consent agenda as restructured.
All right, motion by Morrison, second by Robbins. Any discussion? Poll vote, please.
Yes, Assembly Members Dalrymple?
Yes.
David Powell?
Yes.
DeBoer?
Yes.
Robbins?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
And Mayor Keller?
Yes. All right, Borough Manager's Report.
May I take a 2-minute break and grab my notes off the...
Yes, yes.
I'm here.
While you do that, we'll go to the Clerk's Report.
I don't have a whole lot. Just what's in my report. The records management module has been uploaded to my LaserFish, and we are now no longer on our LaserFish system is no longer, software is no longer on our local server. It's in the cloud, which was what the Assembly approved for me to do. And the records management module, like I just said, is now live. But I have no idea how to use it. So that's something I'm going to be doing some training on to figure out how to use it and so to the best, you know, best use. Also, I finished my records destruction for last year, and I have 37 boxes that are going to be destroyed, transferred only about 12. I think finance still has boxes that they need to transfer out, so I can do that at any time. And then the website, the unrestructured website, is going to be up and running hopefully by the end of the month. I had just like a picture of it on my clerk's report, so you can just kind of see what it looks like. It's going to be so much easier to use, and it's really no training necessary. It's just going to be really easy to look at it, the drop downs and the buttons on the bottom and everything, and listen to what you wanted, and we have the borough manager's report on there, and also the like the reports for the member. And I mean, I'm really excited. And things can always be changed or modified. So yeah, that's what I've been working on.
Thank you. Any questions on the clerk's report? And the comments I get from the public are they still like the pictures. They like to see what's being rehabbed and repaired, and good job on that, getting word out to the public. All right, Borough Manager's Report, please.
Madam Mayor, Assembly, just a couple things that passed today. So Ray Matuszewski was in town, who's our state lobbyist, and we took him on a tour of the town and our current projects, and I think it was very informative for him to be able to be here and actually kind of get eyes on a lot of the things that we're working on. So, and then he was also able to meet some of the Assembly members as well. So thank you for your time to meet with him and kind of go over our projects as well, but definitely informative for him. The directors and I had 2 days of management training that was put on by Alaska Public Entity Insurance. And I think it was very thorough training into management, and then also got into personnel and Family Medical Leave Act and the Alaska Family Leave Act, so very detailed in all of it. And I think it was just really good training for all of us on the director level to be able to kind of go through that and then kind of just rebuild our skills as far as what we're supposed to be doing. So I think it was definitely well worth our time to go through that.
And we save money too, on some of that?
We do. Doing so much insurance a year, or so much of the training per year, we save on our insurance.
Okay.
And that was free training that they put on. It was just our time, obviously our time, but they paid for their own way here and provided the training. And then also going to be a resource for us down the road as well. So she's very, very familiar with a lot of the rules and laws. So she offered it up that if we ever have any questions, we can submit it to her first. She'll give us a first cut at it. And then we could send it to legal after that for a review. So that should save us some time as well on some of the drafting of the documents. She sent us a bunch of templates as well, like on orientation, individual, like for new employee orientation, and a couple other things as well. So a ton of templates we can be able to use and kind of take that off, because we kind of need to rebuild our personnel manual and just also how we're doing our filing system. So a lot of good information there we'll be able to kind of take forward and use. So we got a tip from one of the assembly members, Assemblymember Powell, on some porta potties, and it was on eBay, and we actually put a bid in on them, and we picked up two porta potties for $3,099. There's some pictures that I'll post on here what it actually looks like on our on my manager notes, and shipping quote was $811, so roughly $3,100 for two new porta potties. We will need an ADA compliant bathroom as well, and we will. That's roughly $9,000 for a new one. We'll continue to look as well before we purchase this one, but I think moving forward with that, and then these two here, and then roughly, I'll probably say hooking them into the sanitary sewer system, doing some of the bench work we want to do, and then if we put a fence on the back side of it as well, we're probably into it for around $50,000 total. So it saves us some significant amount of money on our total cost, what we're looking at.
And the original estimate was $100,000, so you've cut that in half.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
So
that's good. Yeah. And that'll be installed by summer.
Correct.
Tourist season.
That's the plan.
That's very good. Okay, good.
All right. And then, so we did get a letter from Micah, and I forgot... Or Michael, and I forgot her name, her last name, but...
Bania.
Oh, hey, I'm sorry. So she's with the gallery. She's also with the Friends of the Museum as well. And she did a pretty good write-up as far as what they would like to see. I guess the gallery is where they're currently located. They need to move locations. So one of the locations that they're looking at and are requesting is... where the little theater, audio theater room is, where they kind of do for the tourists, they come in and listen to the video. So they were looking at taking that room and then turning that into kind of a gallery where some of the local artists can come in there and display their items and sell their items. And then anything that they make would be a commission off that would go back to the museum as well.
And that's the little audio-visual room within the Nolan Center.
Correct.
Right off the gift shop.
Yes, it's far,
yeah.
The far end.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I do have a comment. Is that
Would you come to the microphone, please, and state your name for the listening public?
Is this good enough?
Yeah. Go ahead.
So the Friends of the Museum had also approached the Nolan Center, and specifically the museum, to upgrade their audiovisual. So we're in the process of getting bids for that from a contractor, and they've already submitted a grant to the Rasmussen Foundation. So part of that would be to take that little room now that is the theater, which is not really very comfortable for a theater. It's small, and to move that into the bigger museum part. I think Cindy already had plans of where that would go. And then to take that little room, the theater room, and change it into a gallery. And the specific idea of that gallery would be to invite local artists, not just the gallery members, to sell their stuff there. And the people that would be putting their stuff there would pay a monthly fee, which would go to the museum. And... I think it's a win-win situation. So,
would there be any active artist work going on in that small space,
no,
or just a gallery? A
it
show?
Would just provide as an outlet for the sale of community artists. And the idea is to pick high quality, representative of the style of the museum. And
that's That's okay. You asked the question I was going to ask if they would be actually working there.
Well, thank you. That's a good idea.
Yeah, so Olga in particular is really looking forward to it. The gals of the gallery, they've been at this spot at the art gallery for 8 years.
Yes.
And the new owner, Shauna Brown, is going to completely redo it. And she would charge us a rent that we would normally pay $10 each. So, so anyway, we hope that would be a benefit to the community, and especially during the tourist season, too. So thank you.
And continue working with our borough manager. Sounds like a good idea.
So I can get that on his agenda item as well for the assembly approval for the next meeting, if that works.
Yep, I see nods.
Okay.
Good.
All right. We received our updated report from DCED with our updated population, DCCED. And we dropped in population from 2096 to 2084. And then we had a meeting with Trident Seafoods, and they stated they're going to be up and running this summer with a pink salmon run. So that's great news, and it'd be great to have them back in town and up and running. So that was exciting news to hear. And then we continue to work with the assessors on completing the assessments and moving forward and continuing to see those updates moving forward. And then I do have the report from Public Works as well, with a lot of pictures in here that I'll put on the, it's a lot of what we had done from the previous assembly meeting. So the reports, a lot of it's kind of the same. The only thing that was a big difference is we do have some good pictures in here of the water treatment plant, because they did have a couple of issues there. One is in the slow sand filtration system, where the baffles are down at the bottom, where they pump the water in, they actually floated up again. So they had to redig the sand all out and sink them back down and then recover them with sand. So that was a lot of work. So some good pictures in there, just kind of showing the level of effort to just do some minor maintenance to that old facility.
And the ozone generators, are they holding up?
Still holding up for now.
We'll have some requisitions, especially with the news on this summer, for spare parts.
Okay.
And then I'll post the report in the borough managers on our website.
All right. Thank you. And then our finance director report will be next meeting.
Correct.
Yeah. All right. Any questions for the manager? Other than we're still going to do a PSA concerning assessments as the time approaches mid-March?
Okay. Right.
Okay.
Madam Mayor.
Yes, Assembly Member Powell.
In our last meeting, we had our workshop. We talked about rewriting codes and all that stuff. Have we looked into that yet? Or what's going to, are we going to, like, not just building codes, but all of our codes? And I heard that Patty and Ann are going to be doing the, taking on the, what about the other codes? And then my other question is I came in to talk to you the other day, but you were in the training. So I let Kim know about letters that were sent out before for nuisance codes and stuff like that. I'd like an update on that, and I would like to see that move forward.
Okay.
If it's okay with the assembly.
I think to that point, the nuisance code, I think the assembly needs to review that as a whole, just so that we get the word out to the public and that we're clear on the nuisance code. And that was recently updated. What, 2-3 years ago, I believe. So we will work on that. But the code review committee is dedicated to try to tackle, you know, one chapter in the municipal code at a time. So.
And we did talk about, do we want to try to hire somebody to try to do the entire code, or we just want to try to tackle it one code at a time through the committee?
Let the code review committee try to tackle it.
Sounds great.
Yeah. Save some money. Yes.
So the problem that you face if you hire somebody to come in and redo your code, they don't know the community. And so the best way to do it is what we started like 10 years ago, is going through the code, you know, from chapter one, going all the way through it. When we did that, we skipped quite a few because the people that were kind of in charge of those departments weren't available. So I think this is a good idea to you know, go through your first, maybe we can start looking at the building permit sections and then the nuisance sections. I don't think we updated the nuisance section. I think we were going to. I think the assembly saw a draft, but it wasn't, I don't believe it was updated. If anything, maybe a part of it was, but not the whole code section.
No, just a certain portion of it, but we'll look at that. We'll look at that. All right, any other questions for the borough manager? All right, hearing none. Mayor and assembly business. Any assembly member have any reports to make? I know the Economic Development Committee met recently. Any reports? We have a chairman. Assembly
chairman.
Member Dalrymple.
We had Jim Freeman come and do a presentation, and that was, it was very interesting. Some ideas in there that I think we'll be seeing again, perhaps. I think that was the main objective of the meeting, I guess, was to go over that. And we started talking again about the mill site development and some of the next steps on that. So we got some active minds on it, but we haven't taken action yet on anything. I think our next meeting, Ann, is in March.
I think so, yeah.
So that'd be the next time. And I assume we'll roll up our sleeves on the mill site at that point in time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'd like this assembly to consider the Economic Development Committee just as strenuously as we consider the opinion of Planning and Zoning and Port Commission. So the more eyes we have on our problems, the better. Any other assembly reports? Assembly Member Powell.
Well, I guess I could say that I sat in on the Planning and Zoning meeting the day after you guys sat on that one, and watched the report what they did for us through there, and it was pretty interesting. I'm kind of interested to see what else we can find out about that.
Okay. Thank you. Any other reports? All right. Mayor and Assembly appointments. We are in need of a community member on our investment committee. And we'd like public oversight on that committee. Currently, we have Assemblymember DeBoard and Assemblymember Morrison on that committee. And they are doing a wonderful job investing every penny of our money. And with our finance report next meeting, I think you'll be pleasantly surprised at how much money we've garnered just doing heavy investments, so safe investments. So if any community member would like to join that committee, we meet about once a month, and we meet towards the latter part of the day, 4:30 or so. Assembly Member DeBoard.
Just a housekeeping issue. We should probably change that to finance.
Well, that's right, because we decided to.
So we may come with a name change. From investment committee to finance committee.
That would be a code change.
Yes, I know. It costs money. All right, thank you for that. All right, public hearing, 11A. So, this is ordinance, assembly member, this is on page 57. This is ordinance number 1034 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending section 8.02.010 in chapter 8.02, admission rates for the Museum Civic Center, and establishing a new process for rates and fees in the Wrangell Municipal Code by adding the rates to the established fee and rate schedule. I will now open the public hearing and ask for an administrative report, please.
Madam Mayor, so this kind of what we've been doing with the rest of the rates, we're taking them out of the ordinances and we're putting them into the rate and fee schedule. So that's what this does. It takes them out of the ordinance and puts them in there.
Okay. And this is for the Civic Center and Nolan Center.
Correct.
Are there any public testimony on this item? All right. Seeing none, I'll close the public meeting and entertain a motion.
Move to approve Ordinance 1034.
Second.
Okay, motion by Morrison, second by Powell. Any discussion? Assemblymember Morrison.
Madam Mayor, this should be noted that this does not change the rates or the fees that are currently being charged. This is just housekeeping.
Correct. We're taking the fees out of our code and putting them in a separate section, and the public can easily access the user rates on our website. Assembly or clerk.
So we will have a section, we'll have a compiled list of fees and rates. Right now we really don't have that. It's just kind of listed in the different departments. So because the assembly is going to be reviewing and approving the rates before the budget cycle, this next budget cycle, we'll have it. It'll come to you as a compiled document.
Good.
That will be easily accessible.
In one place.
Yes.
Good. All right. Any other discussion on this item? Okay. Hearing none, poll vote, please.
Yes. Assembly members, David Powell.
Yes.
DeBoer.
Yes.
Robbins.
Yes.
Morrison.
Yes.
Garrinkle.
Yes.
And Mayor Gilbert.
Yes. Item 11B is on page 61, resolution number 01-23-1747 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, establishing the fee and rate schedule for the Museum Civic Center. I will now open the public hearing and administrative report, please.
Madam Mayor, this again establishes that rates for the Museum and Civic Center. I will note that there's one change that we sent out on this, and that's at the top of each as far as the different rates and the different columns. It's 0 to 4, 5 to 8, and then anything over 8 are the three different columns, and we'll make those changes on the permanent
document.
Okay, did assembly members understand that?
I did.
Okay. All right. Any public testimony on this agenda item? I'd see none. I'll entertain a motion.
Move to approve resolution number 01-23-1747.
Dalrymple seconds.
Okay, motion by Powell, second by Dalrymple. Any discussion? Okay, hearing none, poll vote, please.
Assembly members, DeBoer.
Yes.
Robbins.
Yes.
Morrison.
Yes.
Dalrymple.
Yes.
David Powell.
Yes.
And Mayor Gilbert.
Yes. And this is the last item, 11C, on the public hearing. This is page 65, approval to move forward with the sale of the city-owned Phil Tidelands, lot 15, block 1-A, ATS 83, currently leased by James D. Leslie, requested by James D. Leslie. I will open up the public hearing and an administrative report, please.
Yeah, so this has gone through planning and zoning and the Port Commission as well, and they both recommend moving forward with this. I think just based off of the kind of what we had done before, it's really no longer kind of a tideland anymore. I mean, and they have built on the property. So I think future value to the borough is not a lot for us, and I think looking at what we would get with the sale and then also with the long-term taxes we would get, that it would be a better value to the city and borough of doing that than it would be currently just getting the lease once.
Okay, thank you. Any public testimony on this item? All right, I'm going to close the public hearing and entertain a motion, please.
There's a motion or comment?
Motion first.
I move to approve Item 11C, moving forward with the sale of city-owned Phil Thailand's on Lot 15, Block 1-A, ATS 83.
I'll second that.
Okay, motion by Dalrymple, second by Morrison. Discussion? Dalrymple?
Yeah. Thank you, Mary. Manager Good, part of the code requires a finding by us that it's in the best interest of the borough. And would you give your idea on that finding?
Yeah, I mean, I recommend it's in the best interest of the borough. I mean, like I said, it's a landlocked piece of property that's been filled in. It's been developed by the owners who are currently there. Really no long-term need, I think, for the borough. And I think from just a pure numbers perspective, what we would get as a borough from the real property taxes would be more than what we'd get in the lease.
My understanding would be we would get the appraised value, right?
Correct.
And plus the taxable income into the future.
Correct.
On that property. Thank you.
And the leasee or the potential buyer pays the appraisal fees. Is that correct?
That's correct.
So he would be required to pay the advertising fees, the appraisal fees, and then the fair market value.
Okay, thank you. Assemblymember Morrison.
Yes, Madam Mayor, is this going to be appraised as Tidelands or as upland?
Clerk Blaine?
He would appraise it as spilled Tidelands. And this was appraised last year. So it's not anything new. He wouldn't have to actually come to town. He'd be able to appraise it just from distance.
Okay.
And he would appraise it, the land, not the structure.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. Any other questions? All right. Poll vote, please.
Yes. Assembly members Robbins?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
David Powell?
Yes.
Ford?
Yes.
And Mayor Gilbert?
Yes. All right. Item 12A, unfinished business, and then we'll take the consent agenda item. Provide the borough manager the authority to negotiate and approve a short-term lease of 3 months with a month-to-month lease thereafter with Channel Construction for 2 acres at the 6 Mill property site to be used as a transfer and storage facility of scrap metal.
Move to approve giving the borough manager authority to negotiate and approve a short-term lease with Channel Construction.
Second.
Okay. Motion by Powell, second by Robbins.
So I do have the
report.
I do have the finalized lease in there of what we kind of negotiated, and the only reason I put it in there is just give me the authority to sign it is if they do make any minor modifications, and that's just any non-relevant minor changes to the wording. Otherwise, I would bring it back before the assembly, but it's trying to get this through and just make sure there's no changes whenever I sign it and then send it to them. But the lease that we're looking at is the one that's been included in the attachment.
Okay. Any discussion or questions from the assembly? Okay. Hearing none, poll vote, please.
Yes. Assembly members Morrison?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
David Powell?
Yes.
DeBoer?
Yes.
Robbins?
Yes.
And Mayor Gilbert?
Yes. And the second item under unfinished business, you'll find on page 3, it was the previous 6A, resolution number 01-23-1739. A resolution of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, authorizing participation in a U.S. Department of Transportation Rebuilding America Infrastructure with Sustainability and Equity, or the RAISE grant program, and commitment of funds for project cost overrun or project cost exceeding $25 million.
Move to approve resolution number 01-23-1739.
Second.
Okay. Motion by Powell, second by Morrison. Administrative report.
So this grant, there is no cost share for us on this grant. So the initial estimates that we did to be able to do this is all of Inner Harbor. It's in all the different piers for that, for that entire harbor area over there.
Okay, so for the public, can you give a better description of what
I wish Steve was here. It's it's all of the floats, basically. Okay.
For the inner harbor area.
And Senator Powell, he probably know all the different.
Inner harbor, and the what we call Union Oil float around the bay, and I think that's.
Airplane float.
It's not the airplane float. It's called the. She just lost the name of that float.
I did too. I can't remember the name of it.
Okay.
It's the float where the harbor master's at, where we got the hoist.
Reliance.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Reliance float. It's for those three float areas.
And we call that the basin area. Is that correct?
Inner harbor, I guess, is the inside area, and then the basin, correct.
So there's no match, and we're asking for the full $25 million?
Correct, and that's for design and construction. The estimate right now is $26 million, but I think we would try to do the design to come in at the $25 million. But what this does is it says if there is any cost overruns, that we agree as a community that we would make up the difference in any cost overruns.
Okay. Assemblymember Powell.
I do have a question about, we have a grid in this area too, where they talk about, I don't know, this is going to be a question for Steve, I guess, but if you could find out, is that grid's going to stay in kind? I know they talked about rebuilding that bridge and everything, or if they rip that out, do we lose that grid forever? Because I've heard that you can't put grids in anymore.
You mean the one that's right next to the walkway?
Yes.
Well, I don't think we plan on, if WCA removes that portion, we still plan on keeping the grid in there. I don't think we have any plans to remove
that. It's not part of that project.
Yeah.
Okay. So. That's what I was wondering.
Okay. Any other questions? Assemblymember Dalrymple.
Madam Mayor, I guess it's a concern. I think this is a great project. But Jeff, I'm hoping that you can describe a little bit. This seems to be there's no upper limit what it could cost. Is there some kind of caps or an assurance that we don't get stung with some, outrageous overcost runs? I know we plan on trying to keep it within $25 million.
What I would like to do is actually put, it's whatever the grant requirements are, and we'll have to kind of go through those as we build it out. But I'd actually like to have kind of, here's the primary that are like the $15 million worth, and then if we could do kind of option A, option B, option C, and then depending on what the total cost comes in at, then we can kind of make the cut where we want to. But I got to just make sure we can do that within the grant requirements. If not, then we just kind of need to keep it within the scope. So we may not be able to do one of the pier areas or float areas.
So we have the ability to adjust the work fit the funding.
Well, and that's what I got to find out. So before we actually apply for the funding, what I don't want to do is get into where we're 30, 31 million. Whatever it's going to be, it'll be at that right at that 24 to 25 range is what I would like to be at. And then if it does come up over like, 300,000-400,000, I think that's well worth the investment to be able to do that, even if we had a little bit of cost overrun. But those floats are by far our worst floats. They need a ton of maintenance, and we continually do maintenance on those right now. So it would be, and it's really our last harbor to do here on Wrangell proper.
Assemblymember Morrison.
Will this include any dredging?
I don't believe dredging is included.
We did have a little bit of dredging for Inner Harbor included in our original estimate last time we put that together, 2 years ago.
Okay. Any other questions, discussion? All right, poll vote, please.
Yes, Assemblymember Dalrymple.
Yes.
Dick Powell?
Yes.
DeBoard?
Yes.
Robbins?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
And Mayor.
Yes. All right, new business, item 13A, we're at page 84. Ordinance number 1035 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending certain sections in Chapter 5.10, Purchases and Sales in the Wrangell Municipal Code.
Move to approve first reading ordinance number 1035. Move to a second reading with a public hearing to be held on February 14th, 2023.
Second.
Okay. This motion by Powell, second by Robbins. Administrative report, please.
Yes, what this does is it increases the authorities for the for my procurement authority. It basically raises them, it doubles them as per requested by the assembly for the different procurements. So it basically doubles any of my existing ones from 25 to 50 for purchase of supplies, materials, equipment, contractual services, or public improvements. And then when competitive bidding or quotes are required, from 10,000 to 20,000. There are some stipulations. Anything that is over 25,000, we still have to make sure that there are certain things we have to do for competitive bidding in there, getting three quotes, then also making sure that it is a prevailing wage rate in there as well. But we'll make sure we stick to all of that.
Okay. And this was a request from the assembly that we do this. Any comment or questions? Okay, hearing none, poll vote please.
Assembly members David Powell?
Yes.
DeBoard?
Yes.
Robbins?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
And Mayor Bill?
Yes. 13B, page 87, resolution number 01-23-1752. Of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending the FY 2023 budget in the general fund by transferring $30,000 from the general fund reserves to the Parks and Rec Department CIP fund for the pool repair project and authorizing its expenditure.
Move to approve resolution number 01-23-1752.
Okay, motion by Powell, second by Robbins. Report.
Yes, Madam Mayor. Our pool is currently dry and closed down right now because it did have leaks. So we're trying to make the repair. We did put it out for bid, so we went ahead and drained it, which we probably should have anyway, because with a leak like that, you're just going to wash out the fines and then create a bigger issue. So I think keeping it dry right now is the best solution until we can get a contractor in there. What this does is, we put it out for bid. We didn't have any responses back. We are in conversations with a couple contractors right now who might be interested in doing time and materials. And so what this does is it raises it from $15,000, what we initially asked for, to $30,000, just given the complexity of the work, what we're asking, and again, no bids. So being able to negotiate with them directly and go time and materials.
Okay, and of course the public wants to know when the pool will be available, and the best guess now, we tell them end of March, perhaps?
2 months, so end of March.
Okay, and we apologize, but if we don't take care of the repair, we're liable to have a bigger problem.
Probably catastrophic.
Yeah.
Problem.
In other words, the whole bottom of the pool falling out. So,
correct.
All right. So, and I understand that what they've caulked all the tile in the pool, and maintenance has, and really taken advantage of this downtime.
They have. They've done a ton of maintenance there and there, and yeah, appreciate all the work they're doing to get all their maintenance done. But it is tough for the. There's a lot of use for the pool.
Yes.
So we definitely apologize to the inconvenience for anyone, but. We definitely want to make sure we get this done right and not have to go through this again.
May I?
Yes.
Okay. I just wanted to kind of highlight for you all, Kate Thomas, Wrangell Parks and Rec, just the number of things that both Duke and Lane have tackled in the pool. With the help of Public Works, they've replaced some of the ductile iron piping, including some faulty valves. They've changed out the sand filter media and pea gravel, which is over 6,000 pounds of product that they hauled by hand and dug out by hand. They've caulked and grouted the entire pool basin, pool walls, and they're starting to work on the pool deck floor and the locker rooms, and done a number of other things in the interim to help maintain the pool's aesthetics, but also the infrastructure, which is critical. And if we get all of this right this time, I would say it would probably be about 4 years before we would have to drain the pool, unless there was some issue like a leak or a water quality issue that would force us to do that. So doing it right now saves us future time with the pool being closed.
All right. Thank you. All right. Any other questions? All right. Poll vote, please.
Yes. Assembly members DeBoer?
Yes.
Robbins?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
David Powell?
Yes.
And Mayor Gilbert?
Yes. Item C, page 90, Assembly, approval of a professional services agreement with R&M Engineering out of Ketchikan in the amount of $109,616 for the Aldertop Village Subdivision Road and Utilities Design Project.
Move to approve a professional services agreement with R&M Engineering Ketchikan, Inc., in the amount of $109,616 for the Aldertop Village Subdivision Road and Utilities Design Project.
Second.
Okay, motion by Morrison, second by Powell.
So R&M has done the rest of the work for us on everything we've done out there so far, and this is just finishing off the design for what we currently have out there. So this is a sole source request to go to them to get the design done, and then also it's to get the monitoring plan together as well. So we have to have the monitoring plan submitted first before we can get the go-ahead to move forward. So once we get that approved, then they'll start the design, move forward with those with the land out there.
Okay, and we've already approved money for the roads and utilities.
Correct.
And this is at the Institute property.
Correct.
Aldertop Village. All right, any other questions, comments? Okay. Poll vote, please.
Yes. Assembly members Robbins?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
David Powell?
Yes.
DeBoer?
Yes.
And Mayor Gilbert?
Yes. Item D, approval for staff to proceed with property tax foreclosures for the tax years 2017 through 2022 per Wrangell Municipal Code, section 05.04.370.
Move to authorize staff to proceed with the property tax foreclosures for tax years 2017 to 2022 per Wrangell Municipal Code 05.04.370.
Second.
Okay, motion by Powell, second by Robbins. Administrative report.
Madam Mayor, this basically gives us the authority to start moving forward with some of the foreclosures for taxes that we haven't received. This hasn't been on in quite a while. So it's just kind of going back all the way to 2017 up to 2022. It is a long process. I mean, from start to finish, you're talking about 2 years roughly, and it's a very stepped approach. And starting out with sending courtesy letters, and then making sure that, you know, filing a petition with the judge. So it's a very stepped approach going through it. So, but whoever has taxes that are due, they'll definitely get plenty of notification before this process starts.
Okay. Thank you. Any questions, comments, discussion? All right. Hearing none, poll vote, please.
Assembly members Morrison?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
David Powell?
Yes.
DeBoer?
Yes.
Robbins?
Yes.
And Mayor Gilbert?
Yes. Section 14 attorney's file is available in the clerk's office for any assembly member to look at. And no executive session. And we are adjourning at 7:48.